Get Up with Josiah and Herbie. The Hit Breakfast Show on Hit 96.9.
Ah, it's a new financial year. How good does that feel?
It feels good, except for the dampener of Victoria having all these restriction issues and the hot spots. Oh, Melbourne's let us down, really.
I just read something. We're like the Spice Girls, right? They keep wanting to reunite, except Posh Spice keeps stuffing it up for everyone. Victoria is the Posh Spice of Australia right now.
It is. Or more so Melbourne. Melbourne's the Posh Spice.
You know what? Posh Spice was always the one I had a crush on, so I'm happy to be Posh Spice. Yeah.
Oh, not me. No.
Who are you?
Everyone loved Baby, but I also love sport. I love Scary.
You're very scary.
You were going to say that.
You are the one that no one likes.
Hey, Melby's probably got one of the best careers out of all of them.
She is an absolute peanut.
But she's still going.
She's a diva and a half.
Yep. I've had me to a T.
Bad experiences with her, just like I do with you. Let's get on with what's in the podcast. Do we have much, or should we just get into it?
Impersonations.
Oh, sorry. That is amazing.
We have got a few impersonations. You and I both have a secret talent, you could say.
Do you know what? I'm calling it. I think both our impersonations were great. And the caller we received for this segment equally as brilliant.
Probably better, because they did a little bit more than you and I. You and I did, a couple of words. He gave us a scene.
Yeah, it was actually unbelievable. A whole bunch of other stuff in there as well. Mario joined us. People keep winning the lotto in the Goulburn Valley, so we speak about that. Plus, the secret Sharla spaghetti bolognese.
Yes.
We've spoken about it on the podcast a few times before. I went again last night and brought you in a sample.
I got to taste it, and let me tell you, you did okay.
You're one of the few girls in this world that have tasted a bit of Sharla, you lucky thing you.
And said they liked it.
Exactly. No, many like it, only few have succeeded.
I also went for a run, which you'll hear about.
Oh, what Herbie did. Say no more. That's why you're the scary spice of the show. Enjoy the podcast. Thanks for downloading.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Look, last night I was discussing with my housemate some great movies. So Dee and I were just running through some of the classics that we grew up watching and going through some of our favourite characters. And you can get carried away when you start talking about anything that's happened in your childhood because you go, oh, I remember this. And then it sparks new memories left, right and centre. And we got onto the classic movie Monsters, Inc., what a good movie it is.
I used to be obsessed with that when I was young.
I was so excited when they brought out Monsters, Inc. 2. I thought, this is it.
We were pretty lucky. That's around the Shrek era when Shrek 1 came out as well. Like, they just came out with some bangers back then.
Toy Story, they're unbelievable.
Poor kids of today, they just get frozen. And then their parents have to hear the song 48 times per day straight after it comes out as well.
Now, when we were talking about Monsters, Inc., I don't know why, but something just came over me and I just looked at Dee and I said, I'm watching you, Wazowski. Always watching.
Is that something that you've been doing for a while? Is that your favourite party trick or something? Or?
No. The funny thing is, I've never done it. So it's the line that Roz, the admin from Monsters, Inc., she gives to Wazowski, and I don't know, I've never done it before, but I just did it last night. It came to me because a memory was sparked, and Dee was like, that was pretty good.
Now you did that impression to me in the ads. I've actually got the scene, so give it to us one more time, and I'm going to play it to see how you compare.
I'm watching you, Wazowski.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Go on.
Oh, I can't do it.
Finish it. Go on, Herbs.
You can't do that. You've got face it. To me.
Okay.
Look away.
Okay, we'll look out the
always
window.
Watching. I'm watching you, Wazowski. Always watching.
Wow, Herbie. That's actually really bang on.
Pretty good?
Yeah, not bad.
Sorry, it hurts a little.
Yeah, you can tell. You won't be here tomorrow.
Now, it's an impression I can do that I didn't know I can. Is there anyone that you can impersonate?
Growing up, I used to try to do accents and all that sort of stuff. You know, I always love to try and do impersonations, always have. I probably can't do too many these days because it probably falls under the racist umbrella. You don't know who you're going to offend. But do you remember Lilo and Stitch?
Oh, another great movie.
I met Lilo and Stitch at Euro Disneyland when I was 12 years old, lucky enough to go over there with the family. And ever since I gave Stitch a hug, fell in love not only with the show, one of the greatest cartoons of all time.
Amazing.
But also I used to pride myself in doing Stitch impersonations.
Oh, stop.
Which is a tough one to do as
so
well.
So Stitch is the little alien and you reckon you can do his voice?
Which I always thought it was a dog. But anyway.
Well, no, he gets, that's how he comes into Lilo's life because she chooses him as her dog.
Little Stitch. My name is Stitch.
I need to film this to show how you get to that sound.
Because when you do it right, there's a lot of effort and there's an art to it because not many people can do Stitch's accent.
My name is Stitch.
You kind of got to fold your chin in and have like a triple chin.
I got it. Yep.
And then really talk from the throat rather than the chest.
My name is Stitch.
Yeah, maybe leave it to the expert like me.
It's pretty good.
Not bad.
It's pretty good.
Do you reckon other people out there in the Goulburn Valley don't do a Monsters, Inc. or a Stitch impersonation unless you can do it better?
If you can do it better.
But if you've got an impersonation that you can do, a lot of people like to pull them out in parties to try and impress their mates. We don't care how good or bad it is. Give us a call now. Josh is in Shepparton this morning. What are you impersonating, mate?
Rocky Balboa.
Oh, the fighter. How did you find you could do this one?
So growing up, Rocky was like my favourite movie, loved it. And just in my downtime when he's really bored, I just try to master his voice, I guess.
Well, we're going to ask you to do it now. Josh, what scene are you going to give us?
Gosh, so many. Let's go with when he was proposing to Adrian.
Oh, classic scene.
This is going to be amazing. All right, Josh, when you're ready, take it away, mate.
Hey, yo, Adrian. Yo, you ain't doing nothing for the rest of your life. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind marrying me very much, you know?
What do you think, guys? Wow. That's literally going to be how I'll propose one day.
Oh, how romantic. How spot on.
Are you a single bloke, Josh?
I am, probably because I pull that out with girls and I don't like it.
Yeah, you've already proposed three times. All of them have said no after that.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Tasmania. Strange state. Remember we talked about their latest tourism campaign a few weeks ago on the show?
Said their family?
Yeah, there was a part in the ad. This is the audio from the ad. It comes up with beautiful scenery because it looks like an amazing island.
It is a very beautiful place.
And then it came up with a caption on their tourism ad saying, "We're all family here."
Which is, it's sort of true. I mean, the jokes that have been made about that state, I wouldn't probably put it in their tourism campaign.
Yeah, I would have rethought that one, but each their own. They're trying to lure people to Tasmania now. Their borders, they're getting open July 24. I'm guessing that's to everyone but us Victorians.
It is. You're correct.
Because we're kind of being blacklisted at the moment, aren't we?
Or if you are from Victoria, if you can get in, 14 days quarantine.
Yeah, see, that's not great for us, especially when they're trying to lure everyone there. This is a kind of cool idea, and we have done it right here at Lake Hilden. They're releasing 5 trout into their lakes across Tasmania. They're tagging them, and if you catch one of the 5 trout, $10,000.
Stop it!
Per trout.
Wow. I love a good fish, and I love fishing. This is a challenge that I would definitely take on. I wouldn't probably succeed, but I know there's a lot of budding fishermen out there who definitely could get this.
Well, we had this, like I said, at Lake Hilden. I reckon it was worth way more coin than that. I think we had up to $500,000 up for grabs.
Half a million?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot. They don't even get that on game shows these days.
I know, but this is split up amongst a few fish if you catch them.
Okay.
You know, like the bigger the better. Some are worth 100K, some are worth 5K.
It's like, radio, stuff big brother, I'm going fishing.
They're saying that because tourists can't get in for a while and it ends August 1st. They're worried, though, that not many people, it's not going to attract much. Because the reason they do it is to encourage tourism to come to those areas and spend a lot of money. So it's like an investment for those areas. But they're really concerned that not many fishermen are going to be coming from other states around Australia and it won't work for them.
I reckon it could work. I reckon easily it could work. Obviously not for us to get there, but for the rest of the country.
Yeah, but people can't get in there till that date. So they're saying the numbers are going to be way lower than other years. So they're actually not going to make much in tourism. I have come up with one tactic, though, that I reckon if they want to encourage locals from around Tasmania to get involved, I reckon I've found the solution for Tasmania, and it's better than tagging a few trout.
Okay, what is it?
I reckon instead of tagging 5 trout, they should tag 5 brothers and then send the sisters in. What are your thoughts there, Herbs?
You're always going to chase your sibling, aren't you, I guess?
If you live in Tasmania, for sure.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, I went for a run.
You go, girl.
Yes. Now, I try to go for probably at least 4 runs a week.
Yeah, you go really hard. I need that. For me, I love the result. It's really hard to put those runners on and get out the house.
I love you say I go really hard because I try to do the run, but I'm not going hard. If you're looking at me, I'm not sprinting down the street. And you know how they say you should get better and better as you go along? It doesn't seem to happen. I still seem to have that, oh no, I've got to do it, like, mentality.
It's not always a race, Herbs.
No, and it's not. It doesn't seem to be getting easier, but I still do it most days. And yesterday I went out, I was going for my run, and I was on the home stretch, probably maybe 600 metres to go. And for me, the home stretch, a lot of people pick up the pace then. I seem to, like, decline. I turn into, if you can recall, the Gatorade ad where the marathon man is so close to finishing that line, but then he collapses beforehand.
Oh, yeah. So you're the opposite to those little batteries. You know, yeah. Remember the batteries in the ad? Was it the Duracell batteries?
No, I'm no Duracell. I'm all collapsing before. So it's already not pretty, me getting to the finish line. And so I'm getting closer to my home yesterday. I'm running along. And when I say running, very slow sort of jog. And all of a sudden, there's this wind in my face, and I think, okay, that's quite nice, the breeze. And then next thing I know, a fly straight to the back of the throat.
Is there anything worse, especially on a run as well?
And I can't stop. So if I'm running, I can't stop because then my legs don't allow me to start again. If my run stops, then I'm walking. So I know that when this action happened, I was like, well, you got to fight through this. You can't stop and get rid of this fly. You've just got to run through it. And so that's what I did. But then I realized, no, this is quite uncomfortable. There's a fly in my mouth. I've got to get it out somehow. And so then, very ladylike of me, I start like, and then I had to, in the nicest way possible, I had to do a big spit.
A golly.
Yeah, to get it out.
Yeah.
I did. A massive one.
I love it when girls spit. It's my favorite thing. I mean, it shouldn't be any different for guys, to be really honest. It's pretty feral, though.
I think it's disgusting.
I'd pay to see you spit.
It is disgusting. Oh, no, it is the action of it and everything is gross. But I had to do it. I had a fly in my mouth and I didn't want the extra protein.
Well, why not? There's nothing wrong with a bit of extra protein. It's all natural.
And I needed to breathe. Honestly, I'm telling you, this home stretch is a hard, hard run for me. Anyway, I look up and think, okay, thankfully that ordeal is over. I'm so, so grateful that I've gotten through it and able to see that finish line. And then when I look up to go, wow, I made it through that. I see that there's a guy in his car, this tradie sitting in his ute, who's just got this shocked look on his face, wondering, what have I just witnessed? I then look at him going, oh gosh, I've been caught. It's so awkward. And so all he does is act like, you know when you catch someone looking at you and then you look into space thinking, oh no.
I didn't do that.
I didn't do it. They haven't seen me. He looks out the window the other way. I look down at the concrete and I, for once in my life, I sprint home.
Well done, Herbie. Well done. I reckon if he listens to the show, though, he'd know that you spitting's the least of his worries.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Having kids is probably one of the biggest moments in your life when you first start having the discussions. It's probably up there with the biggest decision you'll ever have to make. Do you want kids or do you not? It can actually end relationships. And so when the kids come into the world, you hope that they are your little cherubs and you hope that you love them forever and you hope that they are yours.
Yeah.
And because in some cases, we've heard of this before, that the kids have been born into this beautiful world and the father might look over and go, doesn't look like my kid.
Yeah, there's that famous story about the wife on her hen's party slept with the male stripper.
Mm.
And when it was born, they didn't realise 9 months later it came out looking a lot like the stripper because it was a completely different colour to the dad.
And that's why they've got paternity tests out there. They've got tests so you can test your DNA. And I always thought that these tests were for parents out there who were a little concerned over if the child belonged to them or maybe for health reasons. What I didn't realise is that there's people out there who use paternity tests on animals.
Really?
Yeah. It turns out a Florida woman, it's funny, it's always in Florida.
Yeah, I know. They're a strange bunch.
A Florida woman has filed a lawsuit seeking either a paternity test on her goats or she wants a refund.
Why would she want that?
Good question. So Chris has filed the suit against her neighbour, Heather, because she bought the goats off Heather and she thought that these goats were purebreds. And now she thinks that they might not be. She knows who the dad is, but she's concerned over who the mum is of these goats. And if they are pure, she can get a lot more money for them. She can get $900 for her five Nigerian dwarf goats.
Oh, that's my favorite. Oh, you know, last year I had Vincent van Gogh. Yes. I was wanting one of the Nigerian dwarf goats because they are so cute to look at. Mm-hmm. I still got my Vincent van Gogh, which I wasn't complaining about. However, they are very cute.
They're very cute. So she wants $900 for her goats, Bella, Gigi, Rosie, Zelda, and Margot. But at the moment, she can't get that because she doesn't have the pedigree certificate, which she needs the paternity test for, of her goat.
Look, I am quite embroiled into the goat world, mm-hmm. Herbs, as I just mentioned, as a goat father. And you know what? I'm going to side with this Florida woman because I've been in a goat show and I know how competitive this stuff gets. You want to make sure you have a right goat.
So you're saying yay for a paternity test on the goats?
You know what? If it's not, if I don't have 100% certainty, I'm wanting to make sure that my goat is exactly like this and not a dodgy goat.
I wouldn't mind getting a paternity test on your goat because I question who the father is and who's letting you own a goat.
Oh, don't even open that can of worms, Herbie. Don't even go there.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
How's this? Chef Charla was back in the kitchen last night.
I'm worried when you get in the kitchen because you're a terrible cook.
Was. Keyword, was a terrible cook. You have to start somewhere. Fellas, if you're listening, I was thinking about doing some sort of like Instagram page or some sort of blog where it's like dishes.
For beginners?
Or average bloke doing complicated dishes or something. Because I've been trying tough things.
Complicated. You tried spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah, if you've never cooked pasta before, it's pretty complicated.
Which you hadn't done. You're 30 years of age and you'd never even boiled pasta.
Well, here we go. My second dish, a nasu dengaku, which is a miso glazed eggplant. Pretty yes. difficult if you're not a chef.
Isn't it just eggplant with some glaze?
Details need to be left out, Herbie. last night, for the third time, we know the first time I failed the spaghetti bolognese, and not just any spaghetti bolognese, the Charla family secret spaghetti bolognese.
They pass it down to you, which I don't know why, because you're going to destroy it.
Well, my dad knows I'm the only bloke in the family, and like the surname, you can only pass certain things on to certain people. My sisters don't deserve the recipe. I do.
They would do a lot more out of it. They'd bring justice to the dish compared to you.
Well, you're about to find out, because I've brought in my secret spaghetti bolognese, the Charla recipe, in for you to try this morning. The first time I failed, I'll admit that. My roommate Morgan, she nearly spat it out. It was very dry.
It was very dry. You sent me a picture and I thought, what is that? It didn't look good at all.
Second time I made it, it tasted very similar to Mum's. Not quite there. The meat needed to be a little bit more wet. And I thought, third time lucky, I know exactly what I'm doing. That is why I got in the kitchen last night and absolutely nailed the dish. I was on the phone to Mum and Dad, sent them a Snapchat. They go, looks great. Looks exactly like your Mum's. Then on top of that, Herbs, when I tasted it, if I closed my eyes, I wouldn't have known the difference between mine and Mum's. Now, the one you're having this morning, it's been reheated. So okay. Take that into account when
sometimes
you're judging
reheated
me.
Food is good. The only worrying thing is I don't know if I fully trust you.
Why?
There's a reason with Iron Chef Thursdays that I cook because then I don't have to eat if something goes wrong and you get to eat. But this is where you've put the power in my hands.
This is where I turn from just a boy to a man, from a single bloke to having my inbox on Instagram filled with ladies just going, cook for me, Josiah, please.
Because that's what they all sound like.
Yeah.
80-year-old women messaging in for you.
Every girl's just walking
look,
down.
Look, I'll let you know it smells okay.
Wyndham Street and Shepherd. And hello, how you going? Yeah, good, me too. No.
All right, I'm doing the meat and pasta combo.
Chuck it in your gullet. Secret recipe in there, Herbs. It's not bad. Come on, help a brother out, please.
Wow.
Wow what?
That's good.
Yes! Chef Charla, he's back, baby.
Oh, whoa.
It's good, huh?
You know you can't actually tell everyone that how good it is, though, without giving them the secret recipe.
I can't.
You
Dad
have
will,
to.
Nah, Dad will kill me.
That is the biggest tease of ever, like the whole time we've been living.
There's a couple of little things in there which I can't say.
Oh, it's so good.
I will say this. Instead of putting water on your mince, you know when you need to keep it a bit wet towards the end?
Yeah.
You replace water with a secret ingredient and you add something sweet in there as well.
So are you putting a bit of sugar?
I'll tell you off air, Herbie.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Daniel Andrews announced the lock off, I should say, of 10 suburbs in Melbourne.
10 hotspots, 36 suburbs.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Melbourne, which will kick off tonight at 11:59 p.m.
One man that has family in those suburbs and won't be able to see him for 4 weeks while this lockdown period is on is Mario from Shepparton, and he wants to talk about it.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's amore.
mate. It is your pleasure, okay?
Straight out of the gym and onto the airwaves.
Yeah, mate, it's Mario.
Mario from Shepparton. Good morning, mate.
Hey, good morning, my friends. How are you today?
We're pretty good, but we heard that you're not the greatest after finding out you won't be able to visit some of your family members.
Yeah, mate, some of them I'd like to see a lot. I just got to think of their family, you know what I mean?
Of course, Mario. Do you go and visit them in Melbourne more, or are they usually coming up here to the GV? Because, to be honest, if there's heaps of corona down there, we don't want to bring it up here to the regionals.
Well, mate, some of them have got out of the city, mate, because, you know, they wanted to get the corona. So, they are living in Maroochydore for a couple of weeks.
Oh.
That's my hood.
And I got a text from Aunt Tula last night. She says, mate, what is this place? It's pretty rubbish.
Have they never been to Maroochydore before?
No, mate, never. First time.
Yeah, Maroochydore's all right. I live there. I think it goes all right.
In fact, maybe our first time caller, long time listeners. You never know, mate.
Oh, well, if Mario's family are listening, 13, 12, 16, feel free to call through on the other line. You probably shouldn't be up here.
No, we don't want you here if you're from the hotspots of Melbourne.
Tell us about your family, Mario. Are they coming up here to work? Are they just living off the food of the land? What are they up to?
Mate, let me tell you, there's some concreting to be done in the next couple of weeks. Mate, they'd be doing that, okay?
Now, you said your family is staying in Maroochydore. It's the fruit bowl capital of Australia. Have they been getting around any fruit?
I love the vino, so there's plenty of grapes. It's just, if you know what I mean.
How did your family get along? Because you've got 14 kids yourself, Mario. How do they get along with the rest of the family?
No matter, they just blend in. Sometimes they take a kid home. They go, oh, you know, my kid. And, yeah, they all mix up. And sometimes they go, oh, I've got Aunt Scarlett's kids. Oh, it's crazy, mate.
Hey, Mario, are you going to visit them in Maroochydore, or are you suggesting that we maybe lock Maroochydore off as a bubble like the suburbs in Melbourne?
You might have to stay out of Maroochydore. Too many people want something from there.
Like what, Mario? Do you owe people something in Maroochydore?
Oh, no, mate, they always got the handout, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's not wrong. Well, Mario, much love to your family. Stay safe, and thanks for providing us with an update this morning.
Not as usual, welcome, okay?
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
How's this? There's something in the water right here in the Goulburn Valley, Herbs, because there's been another two big Tats winners, Division 1.
This is unbelievable. I feel like every week on the show, we somehow manage to speak about a local winner of the lotto, the Powerball. It's crazy.
It was a quiet period for about a year. We hadn't really had many. And then all of a sudden, it's just gone bang. Last week, two people bought a ticket in Shepparton. It was a Shepparton man and a Maroochydore woman. They won, I think, $740,000 each.
Gosh, that'd be lovely.
Life-changing, hey?
I need that.
Then over the weekend, it's just come out that another Shepparton man and a Cobram woman are now walking away with more than $797,000.
That is a lot of money. And also, what's the odds of that happening? Normally they say the odds of you winning the lotto is unbelievable, but to have four people in 14 days from the Goulburn Valley win, that is crazy.
Get a load of this. The Shep News posted this in one of their articles. The man pocketing more than $830,000 from Saturday's draw because he scored Division 3 24 times.
Genius.
Wow.
Genius.
It's like when you hear people win the lotto Division 1, but they accidentally submitted the same ticket twice without realising, and all of a sudden they've won Division 1 twice.
I just would love to win like $10 at this rate.
The reason I want to bring this up right now is because while there is this is happening and there's something in the water right here in the GV, tomorrow night, 50 mils up for grabs with Powerball.
Really?
Imagine
50 mil. If we both won it, would you go 25 each?
No.
You're so selfish.
Unless we paid half the ticket each, for sure.
Of course we're going to pay half.
Okay, then why can't I just buy my own ticket?
I thought we'd do a show one.
I mean, you want to do a show ticket?
Yeah.
I'll do one with you for a show ticket, also get my own one as well. just to cover
all
bases.
And then the show one will win and you'll say, no, that's the one I bought.
Yeah. Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Many of us, we've had it kind of hard, I'd say, through isolation. Some people have struggled. Some people have thrived, not just here in the Goulburn Valley, but you could say all around the world. People, it's affected them very, very differently. Now, one thing I know that people have been saddened by is the closure of their favourite things. And for many people, that is the pub.
Mm.
I know when the pubs did close originally, people thought, oh, what are you going to do here? I mean, we're going to take the pub to home. And it's just not the same. It doesn't have the same feel. You want to have that nice cold brewski with your mates at the pub.
Someone sounds a bit thirsty this morning.
Now, I'm not that thirsty this morning, but there is a very, very thirsty man over in Alaska because it turns out he missed the pub so much. He was a regular at his local pub in Alaska and it recently reopened. And so he was very, very excited to get back to it. A little too excited, you could say, because what this man did to get to the pub is very extreme and I do not recommend, but I do think in this situation, it shows that it was an emergency in his case. Because what this guy did, his name is Dawson, is he broke into a fire station, jumped into a fire truck and broke down the station bay door and then drove with lights on for 15 miles before arriving at his favourite pub.
Worth it for a cold brewski, though, isn't it?
You'd say so.
Do we know what Dawson drinks? Like, that's a big question, this story. Forget stealing a truck. Like, we all get that.
Yeah.
In emergencies, you have to steal a fire truck. The important question is, what was that beer that he first had?
It's a good question. I'd like to think it's got to be a beer.
What would you have, Herbs, if you were that desperate?
Oh,
right?
Carlton on tap.
Are you that much of a Carlton fan?
Yeah, I am. I was going to debate it and say no and hide away, but no, I like it.
You're about to be, hang on a sec, I'll just have any beer that they have in here. I don't care if it's a 4X.
Or if it's cold, it's got to be cold though. But look, this beer would cost him a lot of money because it's caused approximately $10,000 in damage and rendered a $100,000 piece of fire apparatus inoperable. So now he's been charged and fined. So it will be the most expensive beer he ever had.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Herbie, get a load of this. Dr. Dre argues he was the first ever billionaire in hip hop.
He's very talented. He pops up on more songs than probably any other rapper. He really has his name attached to a lot of songs.
Well, it's because he's probably what they call the best producer of all time. Have you seen his documentary of how the beats are made? Oh, my goodness. You have to.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where you go, the man is a living genius.
It's one of those things where you think, oh, I wish I was that smart. You look back and you go, I could do that, and then you know you can't.
No.
No. Okay.
Nah. It's only something he could ever do. Like, I'm looking at what he did in his early years. He deserves every bit of coin that he has.
Okay.
Unfortunately for Dr. Dre, he's been married for over 25 years. Good innings for someone that's been in hip-hop.
Yeah. Well done.
Till yesterday, he got divorced.
Oh. At least he made quarter of 100.
Yeah, not bad. He thought it was his missus for life, so they didn't share a prenup. It looks like he might be getting stripped of that billionaire status because she's gone for half.
Half
$1 billion is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, but also who needs that kind of money? So I'm pretty sure he could go, yeah, take half. It does not affect me.
Yeah, I still feel like no matter how rich you are, it's still going to sting your pocket a little bit.
Oh, it would hurt. I mean, imagine handing that over. Handing over $5 for me hurts. Imagine that.
No, but $5 is half our salary. So how you feel is how he's going to feel. He's got all his kids are over the age of 18, so no child support. So it's just to help her out. Nicole Young, her name is. And why I am bringing up this story this morning is because this is actually crazy. One of the weirdest conversations happened yesterday before I read this story. I was speaking to one of my best mates who lives in America. In LA, in fact. And the world over there is a very different world to what we're used to here. My mate has a girl in LA that is his massage therapist. He goes to her to get masseuse. Yeah, stretches one of those, you know, a bit natural therapy type ones. Does that make sense if I'm saying that?
So it's not a qualified like physio, osteo, chiro?
Nah, she still is. She just uses natural methods in stretching stuff, not like your normal Thai massage.
Okay.
It's not weird or anything like that.
Sounds a little.
Anyway, it does, but it's not. Anyway, she is known over there because she's quite semi-famous in the circles in LA because she, for the last 20 years, has been Dr. Dre's side girl.
Stop.
And the wife has never known about it. And he was telling me about this. I'm like, how has the wife never known and how are they still married?
But why is she openly talking about this to her clients?
That's what's weird as well. And this is how, for her to stay quiet, Dr. Dre has put it on her books. She's on a salary.
Well, she's not staying quiet. This is the problem, Dr. Dre. You're not paying her very well.
Well, she's staying silent to not to his wife. She's the only one that found out. Anyway, I was like, that's crazy. He's like, yeah, it just seems to work. She gets the coin. She doesn't really talk much. He gets a side girl and everyone's happy. And then literally the day of that conversation after 20, 25 years of having a side girl, it comes out. He's getting divorced.
He's getting divorced. Tell you what, someone has been very loose in their lips and they've let that one out, haven't they?
Maybe it was my friend. Maybe he called the wife.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We spoke about it earlier in the year, my secret talent that I can make this noise with my tongue hitting my top lip.
Very clever, Herbs.
Very talented. Very clever. And with this talent, we thought, let's turn it into a game. We've played it before and we're bringing it back this morning.
I don't know why it disappeared.
Maybe we just forgot.
Maybe no one called through.
We're going to play Guess That Song. So I will beat out a song with that noise. If you know it, give us a call, 13, 12, 16, and a prize will be all yours.
Now, I don't know what you're going with this morning. Have you picked a good one?
I've picked a song that we currently play here on Hit.
I was about to ask for a clue, so thank you.
Okay.
Here we are. I got that one.
You got it?
I got it. Well done. That sounded amazing.
Did it?
Well done. 13, 12, 16. Who have we got on the phone?
Lauren.
Lauren, do you know the name of the song?
Yes, Endor, Pump It Up.
Yes. Well done. We got someone.
Yeah, Lauren.
Was it pretty obvious to you, Lauren?
I knew, but when you said it was something that's playing at the moment, I knew straight away it'd be that one.
We do get around Pump It Up, don't we, here at Hit?
Oh, yeah, we do. Hey, Lauren, what are you up to this morning?
On my way to work.
Beautiful. It's very loud where you are. You got the windows open?
No, just driving through with the...
It'd be cold to have the windows down.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, you sound like you're cruising with the top down, Lauren.
No, I'm not a
psychopath. Well, congratulations. We do have a McDonald's voucher coming your way. Just hold the line for us, all right?
Sweet.
And put the roof back on of your Ferrari.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, though, Dan Andrews, our premier, he made a huge announcement regarding our state because it seems at the moment restrictions that were supposed to be lifted here in Victoria, we're getting pushed back more so for some hotspots in Melbourne, where there's 10 hotspots that include 36 suburbs that are now going to be in lockdown after 12 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, this was a long time coming. Obviously, there's been a lot of discussions. He's finally pulled the pin, which is good news for us in regional Victoria because we have been affected by what's happening in Melbourne, even though in the northern country, we currently have zero active cases, especially in Greater Shepparton City Council.
Exactly so. Now, we were supposed to be allowed into some other states. Victoria was looking on par to go to Queensland because they're reopening their border July 10th. Except for Victoria. South Australia, they've scrapped plans to let Victoria in on July 20. The only states that we can get into at the moment is New South Wales and the ACT. And that is basically because the borders aren't closed and they can't actually close them because of how long it is.
Yeah, and not to mention that, because we have all the border towns as well, they have strongly encouraged us still not to go to those places. However,
Gladys is from New South Wales is saying, do not go. And she's actually threatened people who go to Victoria that they, if they lie, because when you return, you have to quarantine for 14 days. And if you lie about where you've been, you will face a $4,000 fine.
How's Peter Vallandis, the current acting chair? Chief of the NRL, he's come out and said no one from Victoria welcome at NRL games as well. They're all starting wars on us, aren't they?
Although I don't know if there's many Victorians rushing over to the NRL.
I mean, you've got a good point.
It is interesting though, and I think that there's been more questions that have been put out overnight regarding those hotspots because they aren't actually the CBD of Melbourne, but we know they surround Melbourne, and many people have said, especially from regional Victoria and here in the Goulburn Valley, why don't they just lock down the whole of Melbourne? Instead of having hotspots spread around the place, why don't we just give Melbourne a lockdown for the next 4 weeks, and then after that, we'll open it up again.
Especially because local businesses here in the GV have suffered because of the changes.
Exactly. School holidays is on now.
It's 2 hours away. 3 hours for some places, towns across the border that are being affected by what's happening down there. Is this something that we should be looking at even more detail, that they should just be locking off or not letting people from Melbourne leave the city area?
Well, I tend to agree so. And my family's there, and I know it would affect many people, but at this rate, COVID is spreading again. This is the second wave that they spoke about, and we know that it works. When you isolate, when you stay within your household and only leave for the essentials, it does work. It brings the numbers down. So if doing that for the next 4 weeks will save lives, then let's do it.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not nothing that hasn't happened in every state in our country and across the world so far. What's unbelievable is, as of today, obviously we can't even have five people in our homes or more than that.
Yeah.
All these restrictions are going in place for these suburbs. You can cross the border into New South Wales, and today being July 1st, their restrictions have lifted. You know how they had the 50 people in venues? That is now gone. They're sticking to the four square meters. Is that the rule?
Yep.
Or four people per one, whatever it is. And that's now completely scrapped. So you can actually have almost complete freedom across the border, yet here, it's unbelievable, the contrast.
In Queensland, come Friday, they can have 100 people at homes and weddings, which really means that events can start up again for them. My brother's 21st is in 2 weeks, and he obviously had a big party planned, but now can't do anything. Can't even really fit his family in the household because we can't get there.
Yeah, literally, you have more. If they do a lockout Melbourne like you are suggesting, you might not even be able to go to his 21st.
And do you know what? I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Oh,
so
for sure.
I would skip it.
We have put up something on the HitGV Instagram story where you can have a vote now, Goulburn Valley. We've said, should Melbourne be placed in a lockdown with a 20-kilometre radius around it? That's what many are calling for. And there will be another update on that on your 8 o'clock news. How's the poll looking at the moment, Herbs?
I'll
have people been voting?
They've been voting, and not many people want Melbourne to stay open. We want it to be locked down, it seems, here in the GV. 89% have voted in favour of locking down Melbourne.
So it does show that most people are in favour of exactly what we're talking about. Have your say, though. Hit GV on Instagram, or feel free to give us a call on 13 12 16. Phones are always open for you, GV.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Tomorrow's a Thursday, which means one thing, Herbie.
Iron Chef Thursdays. Now, for the last couple of weeks, every Thursday, I've been using an iron and cooking a dish here in the studio. All I use is an aluminium sort of container on top of the iron. And surprisingly, everything that I've cooked so far has worked.
Last week was your biggest test yet. It was raw chicken turned into, what was the dish again?
Chicken parma.
Chicken, oh my goodness, how did I forget? That was by far, I'm sorry to offend a lot of pubs out there, it was the best parma I've ever had.
It was unbelievable how it turned out, because it was a game of trust between you and I to see if the chicken would actually cook. If not, I've given my co-host food poisoning.
Well, we've never done a dish that can result in food poisoning and a risk like that, cooking chicken on an iron. But it was, not only did it work, but it worked a lot quicker than we thought too.
And so we thought this week we've got to step it up a notch. And this is where you come in, GV. We need your help. If you go to our Instagram right now, you can suggest what you think I should cook next. We've had some good ones come in so far. Brock said, see if Herbie can make a better spaghetti than Josiah's.
Nah, mate, don't even bother. It's not even worth it because you won't come close. The Charlotte recipe, you need the secret ingredients.
We've got Christina butter chicken, Ashley apple and cinnamon fritters. Creme brulee.
Ooh, that would be good.
I don't know if that's possible. I don't want to rule it out, though, because the iron is very, very skilled.
It's not meant to be easy, though. That's the thing, Herbs.
Sticky date pudding?
It can't be just fun. Like, we need dishes that push you to your limit.
I know. Okay, it's good. Do you reckon we go down the dessert line then?
Well, my other option is something that's very Goulburn Valley, and what we love here is our HSPs.
Oh, the old snack pack.
How do you reckon you'd go cooking hot chips on a iron? Is that possible?
I'm not going to say it's not. I reckon it could be.
Or to make it easier so you don't have to do the meat because we don't have more than 3 hours in a show, you could do like a Mexican stack, like Mexican loaded fries. So cook the chips if you can.
Could do vegetarian.
With guac and stuff like that.
Some beans I could put on there.
Oh, yum.
Maybe it is an option. I don't want to just say that you've given the meal because I reckon the GV should decide.
All right.
If you've got a suggestion, go to our Instagram at HitGV. Write it there, and then come tomorrow morning, we will be revealing what I am cooking on the iron.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.